Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Unless you're a mushroom lover, a gardener, or someone especially prone to skin infections, fungi might not hold much interest for you. After all, fungi generally keep themselves hidden, and when they do show up, it's often unwelcome. You end up with a discolored and misshapen toenail, or the shrub in your yard has brown spots all over its leaves, or there's a layer of slime on your leftovers. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Maren Brewer, Associate Professor of Mycology, that's the study of fungi, in the Department of Plant Pathology at the University of Georgia. She said, "Unfortunately, a lot of what the general public knows about fungi is bad. We focus on the ones that are causing plant or human diseases. But in general, the vast majority of fungi are just hanging out and breaking down organic matter, not killing anything." Fungi are actually in their own taxonomic kingdom, meaning they've got something going on that's very different from every other type of organism on Earth. The immediately obvious thing that sets fungi apart from everyone else is that they reproduce exclusively via spores, which are little packets of DNA that float on the air or hitch a ride some other way and then nestle into the soil or an old sandwich or whatever and set up shop, creating a new fungal body. Although they are extremely diverse, all fungi have filament-like growth structures called hyphae. One filament is a hypha, a few of them are hyphae, and when there's a big mass of hyphae, we refer to it as mycelium. All fungi are eukaryotes. This means their cells are more similar to those of plants and animals than to bacteria and archaea, which are prokaryotes. Fungi cells have membrane-bound organelles and a nucleus where their DNA is stored. But, to borrow a phrase from some of my coworkers, here's where it gets crazy. Their hyphae grow similar to the way that plants do, with new cells propagating out from the developed ones, each with its own cell wall. However, those cell walls contain tough, bendable chitin, like animal cells do. Chitin is also the main ingredient in the scales of fish and the exoskeletons of arthropods. Fungi also breathe oxygen and release carbon dioxide, like animals. Like plants, fungi can't move around. But unlike plants, they can't photosynthesize sunlight and water into energy. Instead, like animals, they eat by excreting digestive enzymes and absorbing nutrients from the compounds that those enzymes break down. We do this internally in our stomachs, but not every animal does. However, because fungi can't move around to catch prey, they found a decent workaround, eating things that hold very still. Like dead still. Often literally. Depending on the type of fungus, they might eat fallen trees or the outer dead layers of an animal's skin. You name it, there's probably a fungus out there that makes an enzyme that can break it down. Right now, billions of beneficial fungi can be found outside your window in the soil, decomposing organic matter. Brewer said, which enzymes the specific fungus has determines what it can eat. Not all fungi come with the same enzymes. The ones that can break down cellulose are the ones that grow on plants or plant matter. The ones that break down keratin grow well on skin or hair or hooves. It's a living for them, and it's also great for us, as what they're doing is of utmost importance to the health of the planet's ecosystem. And not only are they responsible for turning organic matter, that is, dead plants and animal tissue, into soil again, but the vast majority of the world's plant families have some sort of symbiotic relationship with fungi, in which the fungi pass water and nutrients into the roots of the plants, and the plants make sugars for the fungi to eat. Because of their eating style, fungi are the great decomposers. Regardless of whether they're a mushroom on the ground, a bracket on a tree, a puffball, a plant pathogen, or a film of mold on the wall of that forgotten tub of yogurt in the back of your refrigerator. There are several different phyla of fungi, but most of the ones we're familiar with fit into one of two of them, Basidiomycota and Ascomycota. The phylum that houses most of the fungi we think of as mushrooms is the Basidiomycota. They're in the grocery store, making fairy rings in your yard, cute little shelves on trees, and sometimes causing plant diseases. Most of these have fruiting bodies that spring up from the mycelium formation rooted inside a dead log, for example, or under the soil. What we think of as the mushroom is just the reproductive structure that the mycelium sends up to release spores. Once a spore lands, the hyphae start growing out in all directions, which is why mushrooms often grow in a ring formation, like fairy rings. The other group of fungi you would likely recognize is the Ascomycota. Most molds, for instance, are in this phylum. They grow in circles, like all fungi, so if you leave your coffee out for a few days, you'll notice the mold grows radially out from a single point. Yeasts, morel mushrooms, truffles, and cup fungi are in this group, though most don't produce a large fruiting body like some of those. After that, fungi become less immediately recognizable. Brewer said, they start getting weird. There are lots of animal parasites out there, like aquatic fungi, that are flagellated so they can move around in water, which includes the crated fungi that are killing off all of the planet's frogs. A new phyla are being figured out all the time, so that's exciting. We would say it's exciting indeed. Today's episode is based on the article, The Fungi Amungi Are the Great Decomposers, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit-tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.